South Korea's troubling blend of piracy and teenage gambling addiction. In recent developments, a concerning trend is emerging in South Korea, where piracy and illegal gambling are intertwining, leading to a rise in teenage gambling addiction. While piracy has long been a global concern, the connection between pirate websites and online gambling has taken a particularly troubling turn in this Asian nation. The troubling mix of piracy and gambling in South Korea. Casual streaming has often been viewed as a less serious crime compared to other forms of piracy, but recent events in South Korea have painted a dark picture of the consequences of such activities. Authorities are hoping that by introducing elements like credit card fraud, identity theft, and malware into the mix, piracy will be taken more seriously. The South Korean government has been vocal about its stance against piracy, but it reserves an even stronger aversion for illegal gambling. Online gambling is strictly outlawed within the country, with government control over the market effectively establishing a lucrative monopoly. This environment has led to a thriving black market for gambling, estimated to be worth up to $80 billion. The connection between piracy and gambling came into the spotlight when local piracy site NoahNoah TV faced pressure, revealing advertisements promoting illegal gambling on the platform. Although NoahNoah TV has since vanished, the piracy and gambling nexus in South Korea continues to thrive. A major turning point occurred in September when the national TV news channel KBS published a video report. The report demonstrated that when reporters tested an illegal streaming site offering free Netflix content, they were led to open criminals who openly confirmed the connection between piracy and gambling. The report revealed that many illegal streaming sites featured similar advertisements that led users directly to online gambling sites. Police initiated an investigation into the links between gambling sites and pirate streaming portals, resulting in the freezing of accounts linked to 5 sites and the closure of 2 sites. What makes this situation even more alarming is that teenagers are exposed to these illegal activities without adequate protection. KBS interviewed school kids who admitted to signing up for illegal gambling sites, often without realizing the consequences. Some of these teenagers found themselves ensnared by the allure of free movies, inadvertently stumbling upon gambling advertisements. Over time, they became addicted to gambling, with some resorting to taking out private loans to fuel their addiction. Harmful impact on teens. In a particularly heartbreaking case, a student shared the devastating impact of their gambling addiction, which led to financial ruin and strained family relationships. This student's story reflects the grim reality faced by many teenagers who fall victim to the dangerous combination of piracy and gambling. To add to the evidence, KBS News obtained a video allegedly recorded inside an office where both a gambling operation and a pirate site were being run from the same room. This video strengthens the case for direct links between illegal gambling and pirate content distribution. The situation unfolding in South Korea serves as a stark reminder of the harmful consequences of piracy, particularly when it converges with illegal gambling. It highlights the need for increased awareness and stringent measures to protect vulnerable individuals, especially teenagers, from being lured into these illicit activities.